You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back to Zip TV Finance. I'm joined by my co-host, who is Alan Green, CEO at Brand Communications, despite what I said earlier on, and by Ryan Littleston, Director and Trader at Forex Live. How are you today, Ryan?
Very good, thanks, Zach.
You in a good mood?
Always in a good mood. Yeah? You know that? Yeah, always in a good mood.
Is that because you're making so much money on the Forex markets?
No, because I'll be crying into my beer if I... got to be one way or the other.
It's a bit early in the day for that, though. You can't
never too early. It's never too early.
Right. So which particular markets are on your mind at the moment?
Looking at euro-dollar recently. Yeah, I'm getting a twitchy buy finger.
It's quite funny, actually, because it looked like it was just going off, falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
And then... It just slowed down, and then started going back up again. Yeah. Gave people enough time to go short, up to the eyeballs.
Suck in the last lot and then spit them out. But
Why does that happen?
Well, people want to chase a trend, and you get a big, huge move, and then people think, right, this is going to go on forever. And then, they get in, and sometimes, you can catch a trend, ride it for a bit, but then you think, right, this is carry on going, and you keep doing it, and then you find yourself at the bottom, still shorting it and still thinking it's going to go lower. And then you look at the chart and think, well, it hasn't gone lower for the last 6 months, so is it really going to go lower again?
Yeah, but I thought it was just mean. It went below 109.11, which I think was the, September low. We did it by 50, 70 pips.
Yeah.
108.50 and then gradually back up.
Back up. Yeah, I was looking to buy it down near 108, which is a very strong level that we've seen this year. Very, very strong looking level, and I was just sitting there thinking, go on, just duck that little bit lower, and I'll start picking it up, but didn't get close.
Let's have a look at the chart, see what you've got.
Yeah, so the people in the frame.
This is a tribute to yesterday, is it?
Yeah, or overnight we had Caruda and Co. out.
Halloween
latest. Load of nonsense, nothing happening, everyone getting it expected about what he's going to change the language, and it came out the same old rubbish, really.
Yes.
So...
We'll move along, although I have to say, I think they actually look better than normal in those...
Yeah, I've never seen them look so well.
Gothic look and everything, yes.
Janet Yellen.
Looks better.
She looked in rip-roaring form, yeah.
Right, so here we've got the scene of the crime.
Yeah, the scene of the crime. You can see that latest dip down close to the 108 level, which, as you can see, for most of the year has been a strong support level when it's been touched.
Yep.
And that's a level which I like to look at ranges. When a pair's consolidating, I look at ranges, and we've got that 108 to 104.50, 114.50, 115. That's contained us all year. And what I'm looking for is to start picking up longs down towards that 108 level, if we're lucky, but I doubt it, down towards that big low down at 105s, because I think once the Fed hikes, we're going to be running into, we've got the ECB coming up, what they're going to do in March. The way the economy is looking, the way the inflation's going slowly, I think they're going to look at the shorter end of a QE extension rather than, going out for another 5 years or something.
You'd be picking this up before the election next week. I mean, if Trump gets in, of course, the dollar's going to...
Yeah, well, that's a bit of a wild card, the election, but, we've not really seen much moves in FX over the election thing. I think if Trump gets it, then we'll probably see a sell off in the dollar. But it's not going to change what the Fed does.
No.
And America's in just as much a fiscal policy mess as everywhere else. So is that really going to change anything?
But not longer term. No, I agree. But certainly as a reaction.
But if we get that dip, because obviously we've got to look at the Fed really aren't expected to do anything in this month, so that might get you, that might see the euro push higher and maybe a little cheeky short around those daily moving averages you can just see there to run into December, and hopefully you get a hike. We see the this pair dip, and then I'm looking at loading up longs into next year.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Let's go on to the next chart, which is.
No, I think that's it.
Well, that's it. That's all you've got.
I've got two today. Yeah.
Overwhelmed by the horror thing at the beginning. But any just on dollar yen, which for me has been the easier cross of the recent past. Yeah. I mean, I think there was a doji gravestone candle or something last week, which caught a few people out. But basically, it looks like it's actually triple bottomed and is rising. Is that where you would be looking at it as well?
Yeah, I think if you get a good dip, because you obviously on a NovFed meeting, the FOMC, they're not expected to raise. It'd be a complete surprise if they do. But you always get the algos and news bots, still selling the dollar when the initial announcement's made. So if you get a decent dip, over 50, 70 towards 100 pip dip in dollar yen, that's something to jump on to run into the December meeting.
And with cable, Ryan, obviously we've got the election next week, but taking that out of the picture, and as you said just now, the Fed's in a mess anyway, just like everywhere else. But do you still see cable continuing or sterling continuing to recover against the dollar longer term?
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. I think cable's one of the hardest.
UK domestic data still that's continuing. So
yeah, it's continuing, but there's so much uncertainty. I mean, you get a headline out from Theresa May or from Europe, and suddenly you're down 100 pips. It's still very volatile. Again, it's something I'd look to buy for the long term. Mm. I don't think that Carney's going to cut or do any action on Thursday. So you're probably going to see the pound, steam higher by probably 100 to 200 pips if he doesn't do anything.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about grabbing a dip if we get that, but it's not looking likely at the moment that we'll get another dip. But if I see one before Thursday, I'm thinking I might take a long or take a long anyway.
Okay, yeah. Right. So what would be your time frame on that trade?
If I'm looking at that, probably something Wednesday, see where the levels are, or maybe early Thursday morning, just take a long with, maybe a tight stop, look at where the levels are, maybe a 40, 50 pip stop, and just run it across the inflation report and see where we are after.
Okay.
Right. Ryan Littleston, Director and Trader at Forex Live. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers.
We'll be back after the break.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.